Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is great political news, great in the sense of being important. Whether or not you think it's good news or not, you can decide for yourself. Confirmation hearings for soon-to-be Justice Amy Coney Barrett are going extraordinarily well. And we will play for you in a little while some back and forth with Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, who gave a very, very refreshing and personal tone to the questioning, which should help Senator Ernst a great deal in her campaign for re-election. And yes, she is running for re-election. She has a tough race. There are some polls that actually show her a few points behind. I believe she'll win, and I certainly feel she deserves to win. She's been a good and effective and reliably conservative senator, and I wish only the best and success to Joni Ernst. Iowa has become a swing state in this election, like so many others have. There's a very broad map now that's not just the normal. It used to be the big swing states were Ohio and Florida. And while both are definitely swing states this time, the polling in Ohio is very, very close, and Florida's close. With all of that going on, there is a lot going on regarding the way the candidates get out there. Joe Biden had a series of events, including an event that got fairly good reviews in Pennsylvania. It's not a big rally. He doesn't do big rallies. But there's somebody else who does. And the news now is that the Trump and Biden are not meeting in debate as they were originally scheduled to meet tomorrow night. The reason they're not meeting in debate is because the debate commission, without getting approval from both campaigns, decided to change the format. They were planning to do a town hall debate with both candidates there in person. They were concerned because President Trump had the coronavirus, and the White House had been late, frankly, in releasing information about the president testing 2 days in a row negative for the coronavirus. Well, apparently now he's tested well enough so that NBC is accepting him for a town hall. So instead of doing a debate, which would have been helpful, I think, to both campaigns, frankly, and it would have been helpful to the country, and it's a shame that the president declined to engage in a virtual debate. Instead, he is going to be participating in a town hall. This is at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's, of course, 5 p.m. Pacific time. He's going to be participating in a town hall with NBC. And Savannah Guthrie is going to be asking him questions. She will sit 12 feet from the president, and attendees will be required to wear face masks. Meanwhile, at exactly the same time, this is at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Joe Biden's going to appear in a town hall. And that's on ABC. And the foolishness of it, doing it this way instead of getting the two men together, I honestly wish, even at this late date, they could overcome that. Because it's particularly, it seems to me, important for President Trump to change the impression he left last time with the first debate. And he will have another chance to do that 1 week from tomorrow night on, it's actually on the 22nd of October, which I think is also a Thursday night. Let's see. The 22nd is in fact next Thursday night. and they will be debating, but it is not supposed to be a town hall format unless they change it. And then that's it. That's the end of the debates. That would be three of them instead of four because of the one we're losing tomorrow. There's also a question that was raised yesterday, and it was actually answered for me. And I appreciate the answer. I was actually got a note and a reference with a video link from a Medhead from Hawaii who explained why it was that President Trump was suddenly using the village people. Now, the village people, you may remember, was a great ornament to our culture. They made one of the worst movies of all time, and it's certified. My brother Harry and I wrote a book called The 50 Worst Films of All Time, and one of them is You Can't Stop the Music, that features the village people. Remember the village people that had somebody dressed up as a cop and somebody dressed up as a construction worker and somebody dressed up as a cowboy? And it was supposed to be gay archetypes. It was supposed to be a bunch of gay people. And they sang YMCA. They sang Macho, Macho, Macho Man. And President Trump has been using both of those songs, which was surprising to me. But that's it. Okay, so the explanation for why Trump was suddenly using YMCA, and again, the YMCA has all kinds of unfortunate associations. You may not know, but you should, that the chief aide to a president of the United States was arrested in a men's room at the YMCA for engaging in unpleasant acts with another male. And that was at a time when this was not considered a personal expression. And Walter Jenkins was his name. And it ruined his career and his life. That was at the YMCA. So the YMCA, but here's the point. What I was informed was that President Trump, and even dancing to the YMCA music, actually must have had in his head a new version, which doesn't say YMCA, it says MAGA. This is clip number 12, and I've actually watched the video, which has gone way viral, and the video's kind of funny and entertaining, and it sounds like this.
And we don't segregate, just like women. We'll make America great, we are all.
Shouted out loud, we won't let the haters keep us down. And there are a lot of young people shown dancing to that music, including President Trump. And it's kind of a funny video. It starts out with a picture of President Trump waving his arms. And, of course, the first line of the song is, young man. And it says, young man, and there's President Trump waving his arms. Well, he seemed youthful and exuberant last night. And he made a very special pitch at his Pennsylvania rally last night. Another big crowd, enthusiastic crowd for the President of the United States, another crucial swing state. He was in Florida on Tuesday night, on Monday night, and last night he was in Pennsylvania. And he made a special pitch to suburban women. We will get to that and what it is that the President asked of them. And what he promised them. We will also be speaking with a distinguished professor of history at a European university who explodes the myth that America is built on stolen land. That coming up and more on The Medved Show.
You're daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael Medved Show.
In President Trump's rally in Pennsylvania, he he's speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which was the site of one of the worst natural disasters in American history, the Johnstown flood. and which really had to do with the busting of a dam. But President Trump didn't bust any dams, but he did make a special plea to suburban women. And I think it's important. He stopped using the term housewives. And the same way that we're all being schooled, no, you don't say sexual preference anymore, you say sexual orientation. It's certainly appropriate for the president to talk about suburban women rather than housewives. Here's his pitch to them, clip 11, last night.
Suburban women, they should like me more than anybody here tonight, because I ended the regulation that destroyed your neighborhood. I ended the regulation that brought crime to the suburbs. And you're going to live the American dream, and that's what you're going to do. And remember this, 29% of the people experiencing the American dream in the suburbs happen to be minority. And you don't know that, but 29%. And we're doing this for everybody. We're not doing it one way or the other. We're doing it. And I ended it. They said, sir, we can amend it. I said, no, I don't want to amend it. I want to end it. It was a horror show. And this loser, Cory Booker, is the guy that's going to be in charge of the program. The guy's a stone-cold loser. 1%. He got 1%. He ran. He was going to be great. You know, 1%. Every week. He was like her. Down, down, down. They should have picked him. But no, he'll be in charge of your suburban. So can I ask you to do me a favor? Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay?
Suburban women, will you please like me? This, to me, calls to mind, it's not the best line for President Trump. Didn't work for Jeb Bush. You may remember at the end of his failed campaign, he was speaking to a group and he had delivered an applause line. There were no applause. And he plaintively said, please clap. And then they did. But look, what President Trump is talking about there, first of all, it's so jumbled. And Cory Booker is not a stone-cold loser. He didn't win the presidency, but he's cruising to re-election in the U.S. Senate. He's going to continue as a United States Senator from New Jersey. The whole idea that Cory Booker is going to be in charge of busting up your neighborhood, I don't think there's any indication of that. And it's also, when he's talking about, I saved your neighborhood, I don't know if there are many Americans who believe that their neighborhoods have been ruined by the public housing. Where I used to live in Santa Monica, California, they put a public housing project a block away. And I was talking with Diane about it, and this is, it's like 30 years ago. And there's some trepidation about it. It worked out fine. It was not a problem. It was not free public housing. It was a kind of mixed assisted living, affordable housing that cities are trying to build in an effort to deal with homelessness. And what President Trump has done is he put the brakes on an Obama-era program. It wasn't working that well anyway, but the idea of I saved your neighborhood, I'm not sure that works as well. It also doesn't work well, frankly, for the president to say about Joe Biden, he's shot, folks. I hate to tell you, he's shot. And then he said, can you imagine if you lose to a guy like that? It's unbelievable. He also said that Biden was the worst presidential candidate of all time. Well, the worst presidential candidate of all time was asked again, as he's asked again and again and again, and he will be until he gives a good answer, about this court packing idea. And it's ridiculous that Biden won't give a straight answer for this, because it would help the country and it would certainly help his campaign. And the straight answer is easy. But instead, in Cincinnati, I believe he was in Cincinnati, he said this in a TV studio in an interview. Listen. number 14.
The packing is going on now. Never before, when an election has already begun and millions of votes already cast, has it ever been that a Supreme Court nominee was put forward? Had never happened before. And one of the reasons is the Constitution implies that the only shot the American people get to determine who will be on the lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court or federal courts is when they pick their senator and their president. Because the president names and the Senate advises and consents. That's the focus. I've already spoken on, I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue. I want to keep focused. The president will love nothing better than to fight about whether or not I would, in fact, pack the court or not pack the court, etc. The focus is, why is he doing what he's doing now?
Okay, he's doing what he's doing now because it's important. And because he has an extremely qualified nominee, and he has a Senate majority, and it is a majority that's ready to confirm her and will do so before the election. And the idea that he won't give an answer about what he does after the election, if he's elected, what he does after he takes office on January 20th, look, the answer that Joe Biden could give would be one saying, I have no inclination, no desire to change the number of justices on the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court as an institution has worked very well. We've had outstanding people on the court, and he might even say something nice about Judge Barrett. It would only help him if he did. He can be a gracious guy. Be gracious about Judge Barrett. Say, I'm glad she is being added to the court. I would have made a different choice, and I will have a chance, I'm sure, when I'm president to make a different choice. And I have no inclination to add additional justices to the court so that we change the number from 9 to 11 to 15, unless there's some indication of the court going way out of the judicial constitutional mainstream with a series of power-grabbing decisions. And to leave that as a way of allaying the fear that so many people on the left have. In other words, when they are saying that, oh, with Barrett on the court is going to take away your ability to get contraception, it's going to take away Roe v. Wade, it's going to take away gay marriage, it's going to change the way you live. It's fine to leave the option of then appealing to an American majority, but there is no majority that favors court packing. So why not reject it and simply move on? And he's going to have to get a better answer ready for Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. We have a better answer on the charge of stolen land. Is that what America is? Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee on day three of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing, including some about her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Responding to a series of questions from Connecticut Senator Chris Coons, Barrett explained that while she agrees with Justice Scalia's philosophy, she would be her own justice if confirmed.
Everything that he said is not necessarily what I would agree with or what I would do if I were Justice Barrett. That was Justice Scalia. So I share his philosophy, but I have never said that I would always reach the same outcome as he did.
A judge is putting a temporary hold on a pair of coronavirus orders from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. The court removing orders from the governor limiting the number of people allowed in public gatherings and setting capacity limits on bars and restaurants. The judge has ordered a hearing next week where the administration will have an opportunity to defend those orders. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved Show, as promised, a distinguished academic who has written a piece that every academic, actually every American citizen, ought to read because it provides such an important corrective. The piece by Professor Jeff Finn Paul, who is an associate professor of history at the very distinguished Leiden University in the Netherlands, is called The Myth of the Stolen Country. And Jeff, it's great to meet you over the phone and great to be able to speak with you. Your piece in The Spectator is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Where do you begin, and I think this is very important for us to begin in our conversation, in terms of blasting this notion that European settlers in the New World seized land from people who otherwise owned it and then proceeded to commit genocide? Where is that assumption wrong?
Well, I mean, basically, first, the ideas of stolen ground and genocide are obviously chosen by a very fringe group of people to shock on purpose. These ideas don't really stand up to any kind of scientific reading of history. That's really my starting point.
And in terms of one of the things that I think is very important that you specify in your piece is that there was ongoing conflict among the various tribes and communities and cultures that live, for instance, in North America, and very few of them had a specific ancestral homeland that they claimed as their own.
Yeah. I mean, especially the further north you go from central Mexico, where there was a little more settled stuff. I mean, these are basically hunter-gatherer cultures that are existing in modern-day North America. So, yeah, I mean, they would farm for a while, but then they would, you know, give up and move to the next land, and hunting mattered a lot. So, I mean, there's a sort of semi-nomadism with most of these groups.
And one of the points that you make that, again, is extremely important for people to keep in mind is that one of the mismatches between the Europeans who arrived in the New World and the people who lived there beforehand was that the Old World was intensely populated, and the New World was not. Why is that important?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the people that are criticizing me on this point are kind of cultural historians who don't understand a lot of the basics of economics and demography. I mean, I did some calculations, crunched some numbers, and England in 1600 had about 300 times more people per square kilometer than most of North America. 300 times more people. So if you do an experiment like in your physics class in high school, and you have two bottles of gas, one with 300 times more density than the other, and you open the stopper between the two, well, what's going to happen? You're going to see a massive flow of people from the Old World to the New. No matter what anybody wanted to do, it was basically uncontrollable. And then people also overestimate the amount of political control that governments in Europe had in the year 1600. There were pirates already going over in the 1500s. So people have to understand that there was a huge disparity in population density, so the English were going to see this land as basically empty. Especially, again, Mexico was more populated, and but in North America, definitely much less.
And you make the point in your piece, and the piece, again, is called The Myth of the Stolen Country. And I'm honored to be speaking with Professor Jeff Finn Paul. You make the point that to this day, the majority of population in Mexico and in many nations in Latin America are people of native indigenous background. But that's Absolutely. Not true in North America. And it's not just the diseases that actually began killing people before the Pilgrims or the Jamestown settlers even arrived.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's really not nearly enough work has been done to show how much intermarriage there was at so many levels across North America. I mean, so this question of genocide is hinging on the idea that these people disappeared. Well, you look at Mexico, where there were maybe 20 times more people than North America, and today 90% of people in Mexico are mestizos, and 50% of the gene pool amongst mestizos in Mexico are Native Americans. So there's like almost a perfect blend. There's no mystery of where these people went to. There was more intermarriage than people realize. Even in North America, if you look at early contact places like Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, there's still something like 7 to 10% of the population has some Native American blood. And in Quebec, it's like 60 or 70%. So this factor has to be taken into account and cannot be swept under the carpet. It's really kind of a smoking gun.
I'm sure this is perhaps the most controversial aspect of your piece, but it's also one of the most important and profoundly true, is that when natives assimilated and converted to Christianity and took on British ways and technologies, they weren't behaving irrationally. They weren't forced to do that. Why did they do that?
Of course. I mean, the legend is Powhatan himself said, hey, build me that house because it's much more comfortable. And of course, it's the 18th century. Everybody's basically starving, whether they're in Europe or North America. So if you have a chance to start farming to build a home and you can increase your caloric intake, why would you not do that? So the rational thing to do when confronted with a much better supply of calories is you do what's going to feed your family. And so that simple common sense point, again, gets glossed over, and people go to great length to try to ignore this, which I think is just absurd.
You also speak, and I think this is crucially important, about how damaging it is for an individual or for a country to start from a place of guilt and regret about their identity. Why is that a problem?
Well, I mean, there's so many reasons. I mean, society internally can wither away, can become much more violent, can become cynical. People stop producing at their best. So it just kind of turns everybody into underproducing members of society. But then also, of course, internationally, the United States still is the guarantor of freedom, economic freedom, political freedom in the world. And the more these people trash the reputation of the United States, the more they're putting the entire free world in some ways in danger from forces that still try to oppose it. This has to be taken into account, but a lot of people can't see past their college campus or their Twitter feed.
I greatly appreciate the fact that you do see past it. Do you teach American history primarily at University of Leiden?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've taught a lot of world history and long-term economic history, but I also teach economics, and I think this gives me insight that a lot of these cultural and political historians just don't have about how the world actually works. It makes you much more pragmatic.
And one of the things that people need to read here is the idea that every society on Earth, everyone without exception, has to some extent in its formation or in its origination had stories of displacement. And what Jeff Finn Paul says is that when you look at what the British settlers did, what's remarkable about it is not the extent of the cruelty, but the limitations on the cruelty that was exerted on some of the native populations. His piece, The Myth of the Stolen Country, is required reading. It's posted up at the website at michaelmedved.com. I greatly appreciate your joining us on the show. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the Medved History Store by becoming a Medhead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved Show, let me tell you, one of the things I hear all the time from people is that I wish politicians would pay attention to me. I wish they would listen to me, to the ordinary guy out there or woman out there. Let me tell you, sometimes they do. Often they do, if you try to reach out to them. I had an experience. I think a lot of people listening to the show know that one of the things that I like to do when I'm out walking, for whatever reason, is pick up litter. I don't like walking by it. It bothers me. And there are certain places in the neighborhood where I live where the litter just accumulates, and there ought to be some kind of public trash bin. And I spoke to a city councilman in the town I live in, and boom, there's a trash bin. And that particular corner is much better. Now, that may seem like a small thing, but it's the kind of thing people are concerned about. So the question is, how do you contact your politician? You go to contactmypolitician.com, and you can get there. Just go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for them. This is a new free resource which has been created to help you find out who your local and state and national politicians are, who represents you in the legislature, who represents you in city council, who represents you in county government. Make them accountable. You can go ahead and be part of this nonpartisan, no political agenda service by letting your elected representatives know what's on your mind. It allows you to easily communicate directly with your representatives via written, and even they'll show you how to do video messages. So it can be very effective wherever and whenever. In just a few clicks, you can share your thoughts, you can express your opinions, and you can change your community, because these people work for you. They're supposed to work for you. Let your voice be heard. A better way to make a difference and bring change. Contact mypolitician.com at michaelmedved.com. That's mypolitician.com. Click on the banner. You can let them know Michael sent you. It's a great service. And it's free. Okay, here's another free service. I got a really terrific little note, which gives me an excuse to do something that I really wanted to do. This came in from one of our listeners in Layton, Utah, and Mary Louise writes, Michael, when the controversy over Abraham Lincoln's SCOTUS nominee came to light, and specifically Kamala Harris's statement at the debate, do you know the truth on the matter? You bet I do. And let me explain it. First, let me go back to the debate and what it is that Kamala Harris said. And what she said was just simply not true. And what she said is, in 1864, and this is the vice presidential debate, she said Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election. And it was 27 days before the election. And a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Well, it wasn't just a seat, it was the Chief Justice. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge, not only the White House, but the Senate. It's called the Republican Party, Kamala. But Honest Abe said, she said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States. And then that person will be able to select who will serve on the highest court of the land. Okay, totally made up. Lincoln never said this. He never said anything like this. And he wouldn't have believed or endorsed anything like this. First of all, let me give you a little bit of background. The Chief Justice who died was the worst Chief Justice in the history of the country. And it's terrible when anyone dies, I know. But Roger Brooke Tawney was such a disaster. He was the author of the infamous Dred Scott decision that said that the federal government had no right at all to interfere with slavery in any way. And it said that black people could never become citizens of the United States, which is a ridiculous point of view, but it was the decision, it was the law of the land. And frankly, the opportunity to replace Tawney, which he died on Columbus Day, October 12th, 1864. It's the tail end of the war. The Union is clearly winning. And by the way, it wasn't before the election, it was during the election. Because on the same day that the Chief Justice died, people were voting in Ohio and Pennsylvania and other states. They were. The election was on. It was happening. And Lincoln didn't deliberately wait. He waited for two reasons, to consult other people and to who he should appoint to this crucial job of Chief Justice, just as they were ending the war and getting ready to get rid of slavery. But also, he basically was waiting till Congress was back in session. Now, as it turned out, the Congress came back into session, and Tawney was appointed on December 6th of 1864, and confirmed the same day, and because it was such an important appointment. Okay, a little bit more of the background. The guy he appointed to succeed Roger B. Tawney was Salmon Portland Chase, who was the former Secretary of the Treasury, who was one of the founders of the Republican Party. He, by the way, was a former Democrat from Ohio, and he was very anti-slavery. He was an abolitionist. He was much more, and constantly when it was Lincoln's cabinet as Secretary of Treasury, he was pushing Lincoln more and more and more to free slaves and give them the right to vote. And in any event, it was an epic decision. Now, here's the important point. There's a piece by Walter Starr, who was a biographer of William Henry Seward, who was Secretary of State with Chase. He's a biographer of Edmund McMaster Stanton, who was Secretary of War with Chase. And he says there is no doubt in the world, and he's right, anyone who knows about Lincoln, whether or not Lincoln had won the election, and by the time Tawney died, the election, they were already voting, and he had already carried Ohio and Pennsylvania. He was going to win the election. He knew that. But even if he had lost, he would have still appointed Chase. And how do we know that? Because Lincoln, as described by Richard Brookhiser, was the founder's son. And one of the founders was a guy named Adams, and another founder was a guy named Jefferson. And in 1800, they had a huge battle for the presidency. Adams lost, but he had an opportunity to appoint a new Chief Justice, and he did. Even though he had lost the election, he still had control of the Senate. He had lost the new Senate, and he pushed through the nomination of John Marshall, the greatest Chief Justice, the greatest jurist in American history. And you know what? Jefferson, who had this long-standing, bitter political war with Adams, never criticized him for that. Because the president is there to do his job, including appointing people to fill lifetime positions, whether or not there is an election on the way or moving ahead. So what am I saying? Am I saying that Mitch McConnell was wrong to delay the nomination of Merrick Garland? Yeah, maybe. But he could, because he had control of the U.S. Senate, and the Republicans had just won control of the U.S. Senate in 2014. All of this has to do with the way that our elected representatives represent the will of the people. But for shame on Senator Kamala Harris for basically making up stuff about Lincoln and making up an entire quote that he didn't use. We'll post a piece by Walter Starr, who is the guy who's the biographer of Seward. Excellent writer, fine historian, and he shreds what Senator Harris said, and will give you the real story in a little bit more detail than I've been able to give it here. Coming back on the Medved Show, there is a another leading expert. This an expert on racism and social justice, and her name is Barbie Millicent Roberts. Somebody just wrote to me, and that apparently Barbie the doll, and yes, she's a real doll, has a middle and a last name. Did you know that her name was Barbie Millicent Roberts, and Ken's name is Ken Carson? Well, they have to change it because those are two such, you'll pardon the expression, white bread names. In any event, Barbie has delivered herself of wisdom regarding racism and systemic racism, seriously, and it's been viewed more than 4 million times already. We will share some of that with you and much more. Some of the really inspiring moments that encourage me deeply of the testimony by Judge Barrett, and by the way, the leadership in this committee by Lindsey Graham, who I believe has secured his own re-election. At least he deserves to, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.